Have you ever been the victim of a scam? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. According to the Federal Trade Commission, more than 2.3 million cases of fraud and identity theft were reported in 2019. Thieves are experts in devising ways to rob the innocent. A young woman recently fell for the Target gift card scam. Scammers call and claim that the victim owes money and will lose their house or be arrested if they don't pay immediately. They then instruct the victims to purchase gift cards and give the numbers to the scammer over the phone. Unsolicited phone or email contacts that create fear through threats or intimidation are clear warning signs. Don't let fear overrule logic when people demand immediate action. Reputable organizations don't seek personal information this way. Beware of unprofessional emails with grammar, punctuation, or spelling mistakes. A phone call, text, or email that sounds too good to be true usually is. Demands for upfront or monthly payments, wire or gift card payments are scam techniques. If you receive text messages claiming inaccurate issues with your debit or credit cards, check your balances, but do not respond to the text. It's a trap. Ignore advertisements that appear on social media or in your search engine. Research the company first, and I mean thoroughly research. Never click on links to an unknown or suspicious URL. Remember, thieves are clever, so be wise. Proverbs 27:12 says, "The prudent sees evil and hides himself." And if you're drowning in credit card debt, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan specifically for you. For information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.